inside out, upside down, twisting beside myself. Stop that now, 'cause you and I were never meant to be. I think you better leave, it's not safe in here.
Curveballs by Life as a Cloud, read by Cyrano II. Strike 1. He is an enigma, dark, mysterious, and deadly as all hell. It's his unpredictability that terrifies you, that taste for the theatrical, the macabre. Yet you've hardly ever seen him angry. He fights erratic, no strategy, all offense and no defense. He cares little for his own life, and that irks you to no end, because he seems to care more about your safety, when by all logic he shouldn't. But then again, this man isn't exactly sane. But sometimes you think, maybe he's just too damn smart for his own good. Maybe this world just can't understand him. Or maybe he's just a fucking lunatic. The first time he kisses you, you don't punch him, or move, or anything, because you're not expecting it. You just stand there, all pliable, and let those scarred lips press against yours, that tongue that must be the devil's slip into your own mouth, and you snap to attention, landing a hard blow to his jaw, and he flies backward, laughing like it's all some sort of a joke. You leave, and find it difficult to wipe that red off of your mouth. You feel like it's part of you now. You don't even want to think about why he did it, but you do. For some reason, you keep trying to understand the motive behind all this crazy shit he pulls. Every time you feel like you might be close, he throws a fucking complete curveball. Like that kiss. It infuriates you. Oh, and you can still feel his tongue against your own. 2 weeks later, and you're throwing yourself through the window of an office building, tackling his crazy ass to the ground in a blur of purple and black. You know if you distract him long enough, the police will be able to disable the bomb on the ground floor and save the hostages. You can do it. He's obsessed with you, after all. He pushes you off and laughs, pulling a cupid's smooth blade from somewhere in his coat and licking his ugly red lips. There's a moment where you both wait, poised to fight. It's like he's savoring this moment. And you're both ready to do your little dance again, but then a rookie cop with a shaky hand bursts through the office door and fucks the whole thing up. Freeze! But he doesn't give the Joker time to refuse. He fires his gun at the Joker and misses, hits you instead, right below your collarbone. You're sure it's missed anything vital, but still. You fall backward against the wall from the blow, sagging to the floor. Shit, it hurts, and you can't believe that idiot cop just shot you. The Joker looks at you as you clutch your chest, sees the seeping blood through Kevlar, and snarls all low, and oh, fuck, that rookie is going to die. You try to move, but the pain is really fucking brilliant, and you can't move. The Joker advances on the cop, taking his blade to his eyes and carving, not even laughing while he does it. He looks genuinely angry. It's seething off him, and you are confused because he should be elated by your pain. He should be dancing. You breathe out heavily, listening as the cop stops screaming and falls to the floor with a thud, and you know something isn't right. After a moment, the Joker comes over to you, speckles of blood on his snow-white face, and his anger falls away as his lips turn into an impossible frown, and you watch as he drops the knife and touches your wound lightly, pointedly avoiding eye contact. He says your name, and when you don't respond quickly enough, he slaps your face and actually looks scared, and no... No, he can't be scared for you. But he is. You hear more cops advancing on the stairs. They must have heard the gunshot. The Joker leans over you, and you're slightly horrified to realize that he's trying to pick you up. It's a pathetic sight because he weighs all of 150 pounds and you're breaking 200, all lethal muscle. He struggles, determined, and you're just looking at him because this isn't supposed to be how it goes. This changes everything. He finally lifts you, and you want to struggle because he must be planning something horribly wicked. But you're tired, and there's blood everywhere, and you find that you actually trust him not to let you die. You close your eyes, and everything is black. A few hours later, you jerk awake and wince when you feel stitches pulling. You feel disoriented, wondering where the hell you are and how you got there. You realize that you're naked, save for your underwear, yet your cowl is still in place. You feel around and realize you're on a rather uncomfortable bed. The gunshot wound in your chest has been stitched and wrapped by the Joker. It must have been him. You're surprised his twitchy hands managed to stay still long enough to do it. You lift the bandages slightly, snorting when you realize the stitches are shaped suspiciously like a smiley face. Of course. It's nothing Alfred would have done, but still. The Joker saved your life. Your life. You turn your head, and then you see him in all his glory, sitting on a chair by the bed and looking at you with a very smug look. His coat is off, but his gloves are still on, sleeves rolled up, and he's playing with a knife. You wonder if he's been waiting for you to wake up. You open your mouth to ask the inevitable question, why? But he speaks before you get a chance.
Well, that was a bit of a mood killer, wasn't it?
He raises his eyebrows a bit.
I would have taken you home, but I don't know of any bat caves in little old Gotham.
He laughs to his knife. You just stare, waiting for him to explain himself. The motive. What is the motive? But he doesn't say anything. He eyes your wound, green eyes bright against black makeup. Why did you do that? You ask, glad that your voice is still strong.
Why?
The Joker really looks at you then, and then he starts laughing.
Why? What would I do without you, Batsy? No, 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 no. I couldn't have the boys in blue spoiling our game, our dance routine.
You nod, barely understanding what he said and what he hasn't. That without you, the Joker can't exist. He needs you. For some reason, you think back to the time he kissed you. I still have to take you in, you say, but you know you're not moving, and oh, he must know that too, because he just sits there smiling, and you're almost glad he's smiling again, because he doesn't seem right for him not to be smiling, even if it is a sadistic smile.
Not today, Batman. You're the patient, and I'm the doctor. You just rest here, and I'll mosey off.
The Joker stands up, grabbing his coat from behind the chair.
Of course, I suppose I'll have to find a new place to live now. Can't have you rushing in here to capture me when I'm in the nude.
The Joker leers at you for a moment. You try to ignore the comment. You allow yourself to look around the room, and are not surprised that the Joker lives here at all. You are surprised to see the Joker actually leaving, like that's all there is to it. But you don't say anything. You don't try to stop him. You just lay there, recovering from the hit of another curveball. Eventually you get up, find the bat suit, and take your time getting back to the penthouse, because you don't want to have to face Alfred just yet. But you smile a bit, knowing there will always be a smile engraved in your chest. Strike 2. Things go back to normal after that, or as normal as they can be for the two of you. You fight, the Joker gets away, or you throw him into Arkham. Either way, he's out on the street again within a week. But it's different now, because you feel every touch now much more than you did before, no matter how light the contact. You notice that the Joker avoids hitting your left side where the bullet hit, but his blows on your right side are as enthusiastic as ever. You fight him, and while you'll never forget that this man is your enemy and could turn on you at any moment, you allow yourself to relax slightly, but only slightly. You wonder if this will be your downfall, but you revel in the knowledge that he will never kill you, at least not intentionally. You think this is a weakness of the Joker's. It must be. He has a soft spot in his black heart for you, and only you. The thought is affirmed a month later when you shove him into the brick wall of the alleyway in the Narrows and he jumps forward and kisses you again. His lips might be soft if they weren't so horribly disfigured. You push him off, but it's gentler than you mean it to be. He laughs at you, wipes his mouth, and you muster up a good glare. "Why do you keep doing that?" you say. But the tone is not angry. It's just a general question.
"Why does anyone do anything, Batsy? I mean, really?"
You know he's avoiding the question, so you push him back against the wall and growl a little.
"Why?"
You really, really want to know. You have to know. The Joker lets his eyes widen with his smile. He really has nothing to say, doesn't actually know what to say, so he blurts out,
"I don't know, I just like to."
You don't say anything. You just stare. You thought that maybe he was trying to irk you, make you snap. You know he likes to do that to people. In the back of your mind, you're telling yourself to make a smart comment, or maybe punch him. You find that the smiley face-shaped scar on your chest is tingling. The Joker is searching your face, trying to gauge your reaction to what he's just said, and it's killing him that he can't read your face. Then you decide, somewhat rashly, to throw your own curveball. You swoop down and kiss him hard on the lips, enjoying the surprised little noise that jumps up his throat and into your mouth. He's shocked for half a second, and then he kisses you back with equal fervor, grasping at the sides of your face with his hands and making little pleased noises as your tongue dances with his own. You can't believe you're doing this, and you should be scolding yourself, but you find that you just don't care. With the Joker, you find it's easy to forget about all those little principles you have. The Joker is kissing you with the enthusiasm of a horny teenager. His hands move from your face to your suit, fumbling around to find a zipper or something so he can get the damn thing off and get down to business. But you grab his hands, and still they're eager twitching, push them back to the Joker, and find that he's trembling slightly from excitement. And you break the kiss.
"Not here," you say.
You don't want to have sex with your arch-nemesis in an alleyway. Not that it would matter where you do it. This, however, seems inappropriate.
"You're quite the cocktease, Batsy."
The Joker narrows his eyes and moves to punch you, but you grab his wrist easily.
"Later," you say.
Then you back up a bit and disappear, watching as the Joker breaks into a smile, then a loud, highly amused laugh. You think you know why. He's won his little game. Sort of. But it's not over yet. Strike 3. It takes you a while, but you finally find it. The house has been abandoned for years, the stickers marking its condemnation torn away. It took quite a bit of detective work, and the results you believe will be satisfying. You don't give yourself time to think about the right or wrong of it, mostly the wrong. You open the door slowly and shut it carefully behind you before bursting with abandon into the bedroom, secretly amused when the Joker looks like he might shit himself for a fleeting moment. The Joker jumps off the bed and cocks his head at you, and you do your best to keep the look on your face blank. But you're sure he already knows. Everything about your presence is pure sex to him.
"Well, well, well. To what do I owe the, pleasure?" he drawls. "You come for a midnight snack?"
He doesn't have time to finish because you fly forward and push him down into the bed, and anything the Joker has to say is gone with the wind. The Joker giggles appreciatively.
Oh, Batsy, is it later?
Yes, you growl. Then you kiss him to shut him up, because you don't want him talking, and you don't want any more of a reminder of what is going on here, what is about to happen. You're thankful that the Joker doesn't have his coat on. It makes it easier to undress him. He's trying to still his giggling in your mouth as you push his pants down over his erection, down his thighs, and finally off, 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 letting them fall away. When he's naked, you're surprised to find that he is thinner than you had thought, stomach scarred accordingly. You can see his Adam's apple bobbing with anticipation. You find the urge to kiss it, and comply with that urge, and he laughs breathlessly as you do so, cock twitching against your suit. His hands are like birds, flying all over you, trying to get your suit off. You help as much as you can without breaking your kiss, tasting blood as he bites down on your tongue, and you're glad for it, because this is the Joker you know. You pull his legs up, those ridiculous socks still on, rest them over your shoulders, and hold out your hand, and the Joker spits generously onto your palm. You lube yourself up, and slowly push inside, deliberately, but then the Joker propels himself forward, practically impaling himself on your cock, and fuck it, it feels good. It feels fucking great. You thrust harshly, knowing that the Joker doesn't care how much it hurts. He probably wants it to hurt. You rest your forehead against the Joker's, both panting into each other's mouths, kissing like you're a pair of drunken fools. You will be the end of each other, you think. You'll pull each other into that dark hole until neither can see the light any more. And in the darkness, you will be one. It won't matter any more. The Joker slides his hands over your chest, fingers the smiley face scar on your chest, and then moves up your face. You realize he has a thing for faces, maybe because his own is so disfigured, over the cowl and against your exposed skin. You reach down with one hand and pump at his erection, taking note of how the Joker whines as you do so. After a change in angle, you find his prostate, and he howls and laughs. He's trying to say something smart, but it comes out as a breathy moan. You think he's saying something along the lines of, "You've done this before, Batsy." So you scowl and tell him to shut up. You like it better when he doesn't talk. After a few minutes, the Joker comes, and you follow shortly after, and the scar on your chest burns. You leave immediately after that, knowing the Joker won't care because he's not a woman, and for a while you weren't sure if he was even a man. You know that he is now. You know that very well. You bring in a few dozen low-life criminals to Gordon that night. You're in a good mood, and you tell yourself it's a one-shot thing you two got going on, but you know that's a lie. You've both been throwing curveballs at each other, and eventually someone is going to catch one and throw it back. You can't wait for that day. You're out.